When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
This is the world-famous K-Rock.
310, you're welcome. I so appreciate you guys being real and authentic about what's happening in our community and showing compassion. That is it. We are humans. We are flawed people, for sure. You get to experience our flaws on a daily basis. We try to hide them from the people in our lives that we spend time with outside of the show, but the reality is we cannot because we are just too flawed. And as a result, they always bubble up to the surface, and that oftentimes is what you get here on K-Rock. Good morning. I am Klein. That is Allie.
Hey.
You got Allie's already ruined one relationship this morning with a friend of hers. If you missed that last hour of the show, damn, check out the podcast.
Whose mystery. Life will I ruin next?
You never know which one of our friends and our family members' lives we will ruin next. In fact, actually, I will throw my kids into the equation, Allie. I think my kids are the next up for our lives I will ruin next because we got into that whole discussion yesterday about, you know, is shrimp a treat? And everyone gave me a hard time and said shrimp's not a treat. And there's a ton of messages on the goat line about it. Just people just wanted to say that I'm an idiot and I don't know what I'm talking about. And I could play them for you, but let's just move right to the part where I tell my kids I have a treat waiting for them. And then I present them with a platter of shrimp.
This was.
Do you enjoy your kids crying?
Omar, I think you're going to be shocked when you hear this because the apple done far too fall. Well, let me try that again.
Because on the apple done far too far. That's what I say. Man, you be shrimping now, huh?
I guess I'm a shrimp guy here. The apple.
You talk like a shrimp.
The apple don't fall too far from the tree and take a listen.
Santa, come here. I got you a treat.
What treat?
A big platter of shrimp.
I love shrimp.
It's a great treat, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
When can I have it?
Tomorrow for breakfast.
So I see that? She loves shrimp. She loves it.
Yeah,
she's
but then
addicted
you said
to
tomorrow
shrimp.
For breakfast because it's a breakfast thing rather than a...
Shrimp, let's go ahead and normalize shrimp as an all-day food. Let's go. Let's get going here.
So you're going to let it sit all night?
Yeah, listen.
Will you have it for dinner?
No, well, tonight you weren't home, but tomorrow night we'll have it.
Olivia, come. Come.
She couldn't wait to tell her sister the good news. A shrimp
platter. Olivia, come. Olivia, come. I need to see all... My.
See, I never get to sit in the middle.
Oh my God, Olivia.
She can't wait to tell her the news. I have a shrimp platter. This is big news.
You've got a shrimp family.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
How excited is she to deliver the news about the shrimp?
You got to be a new shrimp family that starts a restaurant chain to compete with Bubba Gump.
Oh, I'll take Bubba Gump down, guys.
Klein Shrimp Company.
You get a treat that we'll have for dinner. You'll love it. Dad loves it, Mom loves it, and I love it.
Wow.
We get shrimp for dinner. Is our treat.
Silence. She's like, I hate my family.
We love shrimp, believe it. Come on. Shrimpy.
Trying to start a chant. That's how excited she is. She loves the shrimp.
I think you and your daughter, your younger daughter, are excited about this, and your older daughter and wife are so done with it.
It may break the family apart. So there you have it. Just another relationship ruined courtesy
shrimp-related differences.
Of this show. It's Klein Alley Show, K-Rock. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. The number is 800-520-1067. Lots to give you this morning. Victor, you're on the phone. What's up?
Hey, guys, I just wanted to tell you that my wife called me and her water broke, so we may be having a baby today.
Wow, congratulations.
Please do it on the radio. We have summer hours now. We're on until 11. Can she squeeze it out before 11, do you think?
If she squeezes a baby before that, then yes.
Okay. Where are you now? Are you with her now?
I'm on my way. We live in Fullerton. I work in L.A., so it's going to take me like 40 minutes.
You know, the best part about this is that this is one of those rare occasions you get to violate every traffic law because you get to actually legitimately have the excuse, my wife is going into labor.
And this is the perfect morning for it because you're right in the middle of rush hour. You get to, like, ride on the shoulder.
You could zigzag, go all wrong way on the freeway, like, no red lights. It's kind of cool.
Best commute you're ever going to get in your life.
It's cool. I'm planning on doing that.
And if any cops that pull you over, you don't even pull over. You just let them follow you all the way to your wife. And then she shows the giant throw pillow she's ruined. And you go, look what's going on here.
Is this your first?
It's my first one, yes.
Oh, you're about to be a dad. That's crazy.
Are you? Do you know what you're having and what the baby's name is going to be?
It'll be a baby girl, and her name will be Lucia.
Wrong. The name is going to be Sega Blade Fox Baker.
Wrong. The name is going to be American Tire Depot. If you want to make some money, that's very possible.
All right, hold. Victor, congratulations. When you get the wife in the car and you guys are rushing to the hospital, please call us.
Will do.
Does she listen to the show at all, or does she know who we are? Probably not.
Not really, but
okay, great. Even better. No, that's
bad.
I'd rather she doesn't. That's good. Okay, good. Call her back. We're
getting a lot of great groan sounds on the show today.
Hey, I'm so glad that guy called to remind me about Wild Rivers tickets. We have those to give out. I totally forgot until he mentioned his wife's water's breaking.
Oh, my God.
So
if your water just broke, call us now.
If you'd like to go to Wild Rivers, here's the question we have for you. We'll take your calls next. Apparently, kids these days, parents are playing it too safe. They don't want their kids to be involved in anything that's even a little bit risky. And I think about a lot of the stuff that I got into growing up, which was not that many years ago. And then I think about some of Jake's stories. What is the most dangerous thing that you did as a kid but were allowed to do? Because I think about stuff. I'm not even talking about stuff you did without your parents knowing. I'm talking about things that your parents are like, great, go have at it.
Well, I think there was a generation of kids that were just so unattended.
Unattended.
It was just like, all right, you're going to be home alone for hours on end.
But Jake told us he used to ask for permission to explore the sewers. And they said, great, have fun.
Well, and there was a new study that said that kids...
Jake was your kid, though, I mean...
Right.
Have at it.
Right.
Sure, go play in the sewer. And then you go, is it just me, honey, or is he developing breasts?
Every time Jake returned home, they're like, God damn, we'll take him back. Anyway, here's the question. What is the most dangerous thing you did as a child? And some of these things you were allowed to do. By today's standards, I think it all seems shocking. We'll get to those calls next. Give away some tickets for you to go to Wild Rivers after this. Hey, Rock. Klein Alley Show. A lot of people think kids these days are soft because they got a bunch of helicopter parents that are standing over, watching everything they do, putting weird little protectors on the corners of the table so they don't smash their head. And then they like to tell stories about when they grew up and they were like 3 years old and their parents were like, find your way home from the pharmacy.
Yeah, I feel like now we're all obsessed with kid safety, helicoptering where their location at all the time, and also overhydrating our children.
A lot of hydration.
There's so much hydration.
I think I went through about four or five years of my life without having a sip of water.
Yeah. And now it's like every kid has a gallon of water with them at all
bottle,
times.
A backup water bottle, another flask taped to their ankle in case they run out of that water. So the question we have for you as we give you some tickets to go to Wild Rivers, plus a cabana, plus food and beverage credit, is what are some of the most dangerous things that you did as a child? Some of these things with your parents' blessings. They just said, yeah, you want to climb on the roof? Go have at it.
My parents did not give any F's when it came down to me, obviously. Well, they allowed me to play with BB guns. They allowed me to start cooking around 7, 8 years old, play on rooftops, construction sites, fireworks, ninja starts, nunchucks. They didn't care.
No, there was,
it was
no,
awesome.
No stepping in. So you
it was
show
awesome.
Up at 7 years old, they said, you want an omelet? Make it.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, for sure. Wow. Well, yeah, I mean, talk about a latchkey kid. They were never home. So if I wanted to eat, I had to learn really quick. But the one fact that was kind of crazy is that I would steal their car when I was 13, and then I got busted about 13 and a half. At 14, they allowed me to start driving to run errands for them just
Whoa.
Because they knew. Yeah, I knew how to drive.
They were like,
crazy?
Well, now that you've got some experience.
Yeah, go ahead and go get us some milk.
Yeah, my parents would let me and my older cousin, I mean, they were probably 7 and 9. We were, the community pool was in walking distance to our house, but there was a known perv that lived in one of the houses along the walking path.
No.
And they were like, yeah, you can go walk yourself.
Oh, really?
Jesus.
Yeah. Wow. And we would just walk back and forth to the pool in our bathing suits, like children in bathing suits.
Yeah, that'll cure him.
And there was one time where he was following
that'll
us.
Cure
and, and he was like, I can't
heroes.
Do this anymore. He was like in here and going, yeah.
Got retired. My perfect days are done. Thank you. All right.
I don't need to see another alley in a tankini.
All right, let's say hi to Kevin on K-Rock. Good morning. And what is the most dangerous thing that you were allowed to do, almost even encouraged to do by your parents growing up, that would never fly in 2025? What's up?
Morning. I worked at a liquor store at 13.
What? How is that even possible?
Family owned? It must have been family owned, right?
I'm 53. It was a neighborhood liquor store. My brother worked there. He was 16 at the time. So I was his little brother. I did it. So at 13, I was, eighth grade, ninth grade, going into high school. Yeah, did it all the way through high school. And, I mean, times were different back then. My mom and dad knew.
Did they give you a paycheck? Like, did you make money or you were just there?
Everything was under the table. And I learned money really quick. I mean, I worked the register. I used to card people and say, hey, how old are you?
Really?
I was only 14.
They're like, how old are you?
And I'm like, don't ask me the question. I'm asking you.
Hey, but were you cool, man?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? The most ironic, we grew up with the Catholic school our whole life. I got suspended my freshman year taking alcohol to a party.
Well, of course, you got the access, got the hookup. And did you have access to the shotgun behind the register as well, or no?
No, they never let us touch the gun, just the money.
All right, that's interesting. 13 worked at a liquor store.
Learn a lot being in a liquor store and seeing like the old guy buying the scratchers every single day, and you're like, God, is this what it's like to be an adult?
Most dangerous thing that you did as a child, because people that have those dangerous kid flexes love to brag today when kids are being shuffled around everywhere wrapped in bubble wrap so they don't get a little bit injured. What's up, Coco?
Hi, Sweet Tips.
What'd you do?
So around 11 or 12, I think I was 11, my mom every Monday never failed to pick me up from school. She was all dolled up, dressed up. She would take me to the bar with her for a margarita Mondays, and she would get loaded and she would toss me the keys. And when she was ready to go, I had to drive her home. And her theory was, hey, we'd be in a lot more trouble if I got pulled over driving than you did. So I would drive her home.
I love the parent rationale.
Makes sense.
Better you than me.
So you would drive your mother home at 11. You think you were 11 years old and you would drive
11,
her home?
11 or 12, yeah.
Wow.
And how far?
Yeah, how far was the drive?
It was about, I want to say, a mile.
Straight
that's
shot.
Good.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we should defend it by going, all right, it's just a mile.
No, it's all right.
She's not taking the freeway.
All right.
Yeah.
Did you take the freeway just for fun or no?
No, it was always the streets, straight down the road.
Never got busted doing that.
Never got busted, but I mean, in the long run, I'm a professional driver now. I'm a truck driver, so I guess.
Oh, cool. That's good to put that right on the resume.
If she got pulled over, it would still be a huge problem. There'd be an 11-year-old and then also a drunk mother.
Right. But the mom.
And she's like, as I told her.
Yeah, all right, fair enough.
That she doesn't.
Margarita Monday. She would look forward to those. What would, just out of curiosity, Coco, when she would have the margarita, what would
was
you
have?
Was
it also Tequila Tuesday and Wine Wednesday and every other
Mexican
day?
Mexican restaurant. So she would be at the bar and I'd be in a booth eating chips and salsa.
Oh, yum. Man, that sounds like a great plan. All right, moving on. See, that doesn't fly these days, does it, Allie? No way, huh?
No, and I think it was a wonderful time where people, you know, adults could just go live out their vices and leave their kids unattended. And the kids, you know, when they're independent, they feel a sense of freedom and they get to find themselves.
Hey, Noel, you're on K-Rock. Good morning.
Good morning.
What'd you do?
So at the age of 11, my mom would ask me to light up her cigarette. And I would always light up her cigarette for her. And at the age of 14, I started smoking cigarettes.
No. Do you think there's a correlation there or just coincidence?
Well, I don't know. And actually, she got really upset when she caught me smoking cigarettes.
Because she's
you
didn't let me light yours.
Hey, those were mine.
Basically, yeah, that's what it was. I guess she got mad that I started smoking.
You're like,
cigarette.
I better try these. I'm good at lighting them.
Yeah, I've had so much.
I wonder if I'm good at smoke.
I've had so much secondhand smoke. I want to try some of this firsthand smoke now. That's an interesting thing to have a kid do, light mice. But I bet as a kid, that would feel pretty cool.
Well, I remember the first time I smoked a cigarette. It was somebody who got a hold of one cigarette, and we all, like a group of five of us, walked down the street and smoked it and passed it around like a joint. But I don't even think I knew my mom smoked at that time, so it was just a coincidence.
And by the way, currently El Cheapo still smokes that way.
It's the same cigarette, too. I've just been nursing it this whole time.
Just smoking the old butt of a cigarette for 20 years. Hey, James, most dangerous thing you did as a child. What's up?
Good morning. Yeah. So I was about 14, 15. My mom said, hey, you and your buddy want to go play in the backyard with a pellet gun? Fine. So we spent the whole summer doing that. At the end, it resulted in me taking the pellet to the leg, and my friend had to pull it out with needle-nose pliers, and we tried to keep it for my mom and his parents. So that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's funny.
Playing with weapons as a kid is always memorable.
Yeah, and I bet you there was no, like, wear eye protection. Like, they don't even say that. Have fun with the pellet gun.
Yeah.
Whereas now, it would be a lot of protective gear.
That's why my grandfather had one eye. Because he was playing with a BB gun when he was a kid.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He had a glass eye.
Priscilla, good morning. What was the most dangerous thing that you did or were allowed to do as a kid?
Hi, good morning, guys. So when I was in my early teens, like 13, 14, my parents told me, all right, get the hell out of the house, go out, and go to a party, go to a show or something. So they would just straight up drop me off, like in Watts and Compton, sometimes in South Central, and tell me, go find a show. And I was like, okay, I don't know anybody here. They're like, okay, we'll figure it out. I'm 38 now.
Yeah, do you feel like that sets you up for a good adulthood? Like, do you feel like now you're less afraid of things?
Oh, I am definitely not afraid of anything anymore.
Yeah, I guess you get dropped off in the middle of Watts, South Central
at 14. And now it's like, oh, honey, do you need to go to your job interview? Or I'll go with you. I'll help you write your resume. I'll tell you how to answer the questions. I'll even drive you to work on your first day. Like, there is no independence. There's so much hand-holding. And look how self-sufficient this woman is, being dropped off in the middle and saying, hey, figure it out.
Jake, when you were, how old were you when you started exploring the sewers?
Like 10.
And you said to your parents, I'm going to go down to the sewers, and they said, have at it?
Well, I don't know if I actually told them I'm going to the sewers. I just went out, and I was out all day.
And Vanessa also played in the sewers?
No.
Well, at the creeks in Irvine, there was, like, this bridge, and with the neighborhood kids, we would always go to the creek. That's, like, the sewer as well.
Yeah, I played with the sewers, too. We called it Baseline Ditch, where we drive our cars up there, and there was a big sewer system that we'd go inside the sewer system and then just drink. It didn't stink like anything.
Huh. Yep. So half of the show played in sewers as a child?
Yeah, like I was in Ventura, and you can like almost like skateboard in them. It was cool.
Wow. Yeah, those giant ones.
Like, yep. See how far we can explore? And I remember one time we couldn't lift the manhole because it was so heavy. We were so little. And it took two of us, and we lifted it up and scared this old lady.
There was an old lady living in there?
There's an old lady walking down the street. It's like, what the hell? This kid came out of the sewer out of nowhere.
First time Jake ever met Moist Joyce. He's right there in the sewers.
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Hey, Moist Joyce!
Thomas, go ahead quickly. What's up?
Yeah, we used to wake up in the morning, pack ourselves a lunch. 8, 9, 10, me and my brothers. And we'd just go off for the day. Hiking up in the mountains. Mountain lions, just, bears.
That's wild. 9 years old, 8 years old, just going, I'm going to make myself a sandwich and just go into the woods for the day.
Yeah, I mean, I remember we would just be like, hey, we're going out. And my mom would just be like, all right, like not even knowing where we were. And if anybody got injured, there would be no way to even call for help. There was a person on the text line who said when my dad would pick me up from school, he would drive away in his truck with the thing down and we would just have to run and jump into it.
Oh, man, that's so cool.
That's so fun.
We can take these calls all day, but we must move on because we have stuff we have to get to and we've got this summer ticket blowout starting in about 20 minutes at K-Rock. So, Allie, of all of the wonderful tales we just heard from a ton of very unsafe kids, can we all agree that the girl that had to drive her drunk mom home every Margarita Mondays, she's 38 now, but she spent most of her childhood driving her mom home from the bars drunk while her mom was drunk. Coco is her name. Send Coco some tickets to go to Wild Rivers.
Good times.
Good times. And that Cabana food and beverage credit would go right to her mom. K-Rock. Hey, Rock, we are Klein Alley's show. Earlier this week, Allie said one of the dumbest things that she's ever said. It's hard to keep track of them, but we've started... Oh, hold on.
Turn me on, goddammit.
I turned your mic off to try to save you from saying more dumb things. She claimed that after playing pickleball for the first time in her entire life for 5 minutes, she is, quote, and these are her words, not mine, a pickleball prodigy. That's what she claimed.
I said, I think I might be because I've got a lot of potential. And if I had a really good instructor and I was able to put the time in, I think I could be a really good pickleball player. One of those people that's like at the top of their game and playing professionally.
Now, as soon as we started questioning if you were actually good at it or you were like everyone else that just decided, pickleball is, anyone could figure out pickleball. You claimed that you would beat anyone on the show easily. And then you went on to say that
You started saying, I'll beat you. And I'm like, yeah, you play tennis. That's different. I don't want to play you.
Right.
I said I would probably want to take on like a child or somebody who's also just learning pickleball.
Right, and we were convinced that a child would also beat you, and this is what that conversation sounded like, because in a moment we have some very exciting news to share with you.
Potential to be
when
really
does that
great.
Ever happen?
On the text
in
line.
In movies.
On the text line, and this is someone who claims, my 86-year-old father started playing 2 weeks ago, and I bet you he could beat Allie. Now that's interesting. Would you, you tell us. Now this was an old guy, someone who was recommending that they would send their senior citizen relative to play you, and you said, not the case. In fact, Allie, I think you said you would battle not only one, but two children, which is all in this audio.
I don't know.
I will happily step onto the court for the first time ever.
I don't want to play you.
That's fine. Then would you rather play a child or an old person? And I will.
That's tough.
And I will say right now.
I'd rather play a child.
All right, fine. We'll find the child. If anyone's got a child that has got nothing to do this summer.
Child will not be able to serve.
And they are bored. And they have. I don't even care if they've never played it before.
I'll play a pair of kids.
All right, that's what you said. Not well, but you said you would even play a pair of kids. And this is what you said. I'll play a pair of kids.
I'll play a pair of kids.
You'll go against two kids.
Yeah.
Okay, so
that's hard to say.
Allie claimed that she'll play a pair of kids, which is what that guy used to say on her street when she would walk to the pool.
I'll play a pair of kids.
I think you either
we don't
said
need
you,
to hear
you're
going to
play two kids or a bird. I'm not sure. So these kids, we did meet a bunch of kids that said that they would like to play you in pickleball and would beat you. And then we met some listener that has twins.
Yeah, and then Jake was suggesting some 8-year-old pickleball prodigy who's incredible, and I don't want to play a kid like that. I'm saying it just a general skill set that's similar.
So,
I don't.
We have 11-year-old twins, and they have been leaving messages on the goat line, basically calling you out. And I want you to hear some of this trash talking because it's great.
Hi, this is Avery. Allie, we know you don't know anything about pickles or balls. So your days are numbered.
Now that is a child that is talking smack to you, saying you don't know anything about pickles or balls.
She has writers.
Then her brother, her twin brother, also I think they're 10 or 11.
Here's a joke. What do you call a lesbian that gets beat by a couple of kids? An alley.
That's a great
an
joke.
Alley?
What do you call a lesbian that gets beat by a couple of kids? An alley.
Okay.
That's a great.
That's not creative.
It's a killer joke.
No.
Killer.
That's like, I know you are, but what am I kind of humor.
Here's a joke. What do you call a lesbian that gets beat by a couple of kids? An alley. Get it?
So,
no, so good.
There's nothing to get.
So here's the question.
I get it.
Will you battle?
What's the trash back,
talk back trash,
yeah.
Allie?
No, I got to write some stuff.
we brought in, listen, here's what we have for you right now. And I recommend you check out our YouTube if you're not watching us because we're currently streaming. We have a net. We brought in a pickleball net today. And
you brought in a net? You had a net?
And we have Vanessa playing the role of a child. And we want to see if you could even beat Vanessa in one point. She's never even touched a pickleball paddle in her life.
Oh, my God. You have a whole... Look, I already know... Okay. Where did you get this net? Because this is not regulation.
It's regulation enough.
Regulation enough is not a thing. It's either regulation or it's not.
By the way...
hardly regulation. Just do it.
Yeah, Vanessa's not even a regulated child, but she's the size of a child and almost convinced she is a child. I think that if you... Could you guys turn that other way?
I can't practice in this...
Take your paddle. There we go. We got a paddle for you. Okay. Allie's got a ping pong paddle.
Yeah, but
this is legit.
Yeah, that's a legit net. I think that's what they are.
How much did you spend on this? $8?
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Money. No,
I'm just telling you. Tell me where they want the good
for
deal.
For your embarrassment, we spare no expense. Vanessa, do you mind playing the role of a child in this? We want to do a quick. We want to just.
If I must.
Okay.
I'm not even. This isn't even a proper. This is carpeted. I can't practice on a carpet.
You would think that would be an advantage for you as a lesbian.
No.
The carpet.
It doesn't bounce properly.
Well, listen. Vanessa has never played. Vanessa, you've never played pickleball even a day in your life.
No.
Okay. Allie did say that she would battle these children in a game of real pickleball. Now.
I don't even know how to play yet.
Hold on. Watch. We're on YouTube right now streaming. So if Allie has stepped away from the microphone now. She's got the paddle. She's hitting it to Vanessa. Vanessa. Vanessa hit it in the TV, but that wasn't... Vanessa, let it bounce first on the carpet. Allie, once again, is trying to prove that she can beat a child. Now, she will be... There you go.
Right to the tummy, bro.
What happened?
Oh, she just served
Vanessa
it right back.
Oh,
you hit Vanessa. Did Vanessa, did that hit your vagina?
It hit my side.
Oh, what does that mean?
My side thigh.
Okay. So here, we have to take a break, but this battle will continue on YouTube during the break. And I want to point out that Allie is battling Vanessa now, who's just standing in as a child. But these two twin children, we are going to figure out a place to play, and I think we're going to do it this week at some point.
Woo!
Which means we... did you just get another point,
yeah,
Allie?
Yeah,
all right, so Vanessa's scared now.
Allie's so aggressive. Right. It's a tiny room, Allie. This is a demonstration.
Yeah, relax, Allie.
Yeah, easy, Fokker.
Yeah, seriously, Allie. Just take it down a notch. My God. We'll take a quick break. This will continue on YouTube. If you're not watching, go there now. You have to watch Vanessa battling Allie in pickleball.
Bring it!
In the K-Rock studios. But this battle, by the way, if the children are listening, we are going to figure out a chance. Oh boy. That was Vanessa's vagina. We are going to figure out a chance. That was
not
true.
Vagina,
sounded very roomy.
When we get back from this break, We will figure out a time for Allie to battle the children. And if these kids beat Allie, trust me when I say, she will at the very least pay for your college. But we'll figure out more after this on K-Rock. K-Rock, we are Klein Allie's show. If you need us, we're here for you at 800-520-1067.
Hey, so I'm calling about the 10,000 taco challenge.
Hold on. Before we get it back to the 10K for L.A., our way of trying to help some of the many businesses that are struggling right now with all of the ongoing ICE raids, taco stands that are losing business, losing workers, et cetera, asking you to please pledge your support. We will get the official tally from Vanessa coming up very soon as to just how many tacos we took down yesterday. And please, over these next few days, eat more tacos. Tag us in pictures so that we can go ahead and get the word out. And we've had so many different taco truck stands reach out to thank us for helping to spread the word and send some business their direction. They could greatly use it right now for a variety of reasons. So we will get the tally after your news, but your news starts now. And then your Blink 182 tickets will be coming up just after 9 o'clock on K-Rock.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
Well, the internet wins again. Last hour, I told you that social media is now America's number one news source. More people are getting their news from the internet than anywhere else. And now, streaming has officially surpassed broadcast television in the U.S. for the first time. Streaming now accounts for 45% of your watching. Broadcasting is now at just 20%. So people who are watching broadcasting cable TV is going way down. And we knew this. This was happening for a while. But this is a big mile marker for and a big win for streamers. And the leading streamer, what do you think it is? The number one streamer that is winning the streaming wars currently.
It's got to be Netflix. I'd be shocked if it's not.
I think it's YouTube.
It is.
Oh, right. Yep. YouTube. Yeah, I did read that. I don't really care. That's fine. I don't consider YouTube a streamer, I guess.
Well, I think now because of YouTube TV.
Yeah. But I guess YouTube, of course, it's the dominant overall. Yeah.
No thanks to us, by the way.
No. Yeah. You know what? Hey, let's put it this way. Since we were not doing the show on YouTube, and YouTube was not the leading streamer, and now we are doing the show on YouTube, and guess what? Leading streamer.
Take that and suck it.
I don't think it's just a giant coincidence that now we are on a platform that is a leading streamer.
Crushing it.
So let's just say between our show and YouTube, we are the leading streamer.
It's the one thing that we have not mushed.
Not yet.
On the show.
But the day is young.
Exactly. All right. R.I.P. to one of the best female chefs on television, Ann Burrell. She passed away at the age of 55. She passed away suddenly. And she was on pretty much every cooking show, you name it. It was Iron Chef America, Chef Wanted, Chopped, Worst Cooks in America, House of Knives. She put out two cookbooks. There was a lot of popularity that she had starting back from 2000 up until today. She was very, very, she was very much all over any cooking show or any TV network, cooking network. And I just wanted to point out one of her biggest claims to fame, this sentence right here.
Hot, 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 caliente, caliente.
That was the tribute that we were able to put together for her.
Hey, we're good at tributes.
And then Burrell, I guess they said a woman matching the description of Ann Burrell, which I guess is the same description that matches Guy Fieri.
Yeah, they look very similar.
There's somebody with really blonde, spiky hair.
Like maybe he got a little, felt threatened a little bit.
Yeah, I know. They were like having a spiky hair off. Was found unconscious and unresponsive at her home in Brooklyn. So they're going to do an autopsy and figure out the cause of death because it did seem pretty sudden. All right. And then we've had a great relationship with Trader Joe's here in Los Angeles. Everyone loves going to Trader Joe's. And now it appears that they have.
You love it because you think they're flirting with
Dude,
you.
Dude, everybody loves Trader Joe's.
I love it.
Yeah, but Allie, they had to put up a billboard to let everyone know that they weren't flirting with you. That's just how they are with everyone.
How does that disprove my point? Everybody loves going to Trader Joe's.
I'm just saying you shouldn't love it as much as you claim you love it because
they've gotten even more flirtatious.
You came on the air and said, guys, I'm not trying to brag, but I got flirted with at Trader Joe's when I was returning some moldy tortillas, and we said they weren't flirting with you. They're nice like that to everyone, and you said, no, it was me. And then they literally put up a billboard that said, we're so nice, you'll think we're flirting with you.
Dude, there was a woman that made intense eye contact with me, and she said, can I help you bag that? And I was like, dude, what are you doing with me? Okay, shut up. All right, moving on to the actual news story.
Couple of papers for that head of hers, huh? What do you say?
To double bag it, for sure.
Hey, did we ever send Allie with a microphone down to the Trader Joe's to record this flirtatious action?
You know, it's funny, Omar, that's a great idea. We actually did send Allie yesterday to confront... Remember how she's...
We don't need to play this.
No, I will play it later. We sent Allie with a hidden microphone yesterday into the gas station that she claims was trying to charge people for the air.
No, it wasn't the
air.
Same gas station. It was a gas station.
Right. She went to a place that was charging for air. She basically shut down this whole, you know, everyone gets free air at a gas station.
Kind of blew up in my face.
And the audio is great because the Allie tries to sneak attack them and they don't we'll get into that next hour, but man, she got put in her place real
quick. Whatever. So the point I'm making is that I think Trader Joe's has reached an important milestone because they are officially opening new locations that are across the street from one another.
Oh, there's the one in Sherman Oaks.
Starbucks status.
Yeah, they're getting Starbucks status. So there's one in Sherman Oaks, and they just opened another one directly across the street, and a lot of people were like, oh, okay, they're going to close the other one and just focus on this one. Nope, they're planning on keeping both of them open, and the new one is obviously much newer. This is a pretty old Trader Joe's, the other one in Sherman Oaks. This one has an attached underground garage that's like huge, so this is like going to be a great location for people because it actually has parking.
I know the other one, the original one, I've been to the new one, the original one, which is I think on Riverside.
Yeah.
The parking lot is, and the parking lots are always bad, but that is a number one draft pick, worst Trader Joe's parking lot on the planet, which I assume is why they had to open the other one just for the parking, because that first one is absolute.
It's Sherman Oaks, so it's probably a pretty busy one, too, I would imagine, right? It's
definitely small. And the only time I was ever in there, I think I ran into Benji Madden was in there.
That's my neighborhood Trader Joe's, and yeah, it's so bad. They had like two security guards in the parking lot all the time because it was so bad.
Yeah, cars constantly. Anyone moves the car.
Just directing traffic?
Smashing into each other.
Yeah, the parking spots are like really tiny too compact vehicles.
Well, somebody else on social media pointed out that it's also very close to two other Trader Joe's.
Yeah, so
so there's like four within like a 1 mile radius.
World domination, baby. We get into a brand new hour of the show right now. The very first thing we do is get you in to see Blink 182 because we officially kick off K-Rock's summer ticket blowout, and here we go.